shall I play again there tomorrow? Don't mind saying that. Because I thought he was excellent.
Mm. Is it a balancing act for you? Because obviously what you gain in defence, you lose from the midfield area.
Of course. I think you know me by now, Mark, that always in my mind I've wanted to try and play two up top.
Mm.
And we changed to that last week, and I thought it benefited us. And I think going forward, I think we have to be more offensive. Certainly it is our Achilles heel.
Mm.
We've created enough chances playing the way we have been playing over the last few weeks, but we haven't taken them. And it remains a concern to me because, you know, in big games, i.e. Huddersfield, for example, you've got two or three opportunities. You're not going to keep getting six and seven.
Mm.
And even last week against Sheffield, you know, we've had two, three, four wonderful opportunities to put the game to bed.
Mm.
We have to wait until the 85th minute, which probably sums our club up, but in a nice way. But so it's a bit of a concern to me, but one thing we have to address.
Mm. Hypothetically at the moment, because Hogan's obviously struggling with an injury, do you see Codger and Hogan working as a pair, or is that a long-term project, if you like?
Well, it's never ever easy. And of course, the big thing with Codge is he's an individual.
Mm.
You know, he's an individual and a bit of a free spirit. So whoever you link with him or try to link with him, it's going to be difficult because he's one of these off-the-cuff players, if that's the right term. So it hasn't really had a chance. But if I can get the two of them firing and the two of them can play as a partnership, mm, and going forward, then we've got a serious threat to any team. Certainly, if I was a centre-back, I wouldn't want to play against Hogan and Codger.
Mm.
So we've got to stay with it. It's the ideal opportunity to try and make it work.
Mm.
And let's see if it can.
Mm-hmm. In the last four or five games, you've obviously been picking up results that weren't there before. Have you noticed what is it you're doing lately that didn't go your way before?
Well, the obvious one is, of course, is keeping a clean sheet.
Mm.
Which, of course, being the defender that I was, is always vitally important to me. And, you know, it's a true saying, you're never going to lose.
Mm.
So, because we have created a few, but we needed to go and make sure that we kept a few clean sheets to keep us in the game. Once we've done it, we've managed to go and then create enough chances to win the games. And I think that's been the obvious common denominator.
Mm. And Wigan, like some of the games recently, maybe Rotherham away, you're expected to win this one.
Yeah.
So it's down to you to have the discipline.
Won't be easy. If I know Wigan, they played a game of rugby on it last night. I know the pitch is not the best. Never has been. Always a difficult place to play. New manager in place. He'll want to make his stamp on it. I'm sure he'll try something different. So, you know, you feel for Joycey because a young lad who's been thrown in and he's lost his job.
Mm.
So an experienced manager or assistant manager and Graham Barrow's come through. I'm convinced he'll change something. So we can't read into that, but you know, how often have we seen it? They've made a change and they're looking for an instant reward, if you like.
Mm.
So always difficult, will be difficult, and a bit like Rotherham, we're going to have to tough it out because the one thing they're genuine and they're honest,
mm,
and they're hard-working. They found it tough this year, but in terms of honesty, I seen them a couple of weeks ago play against Norwich, and they were right up for it.
Mm.
So, as usual, the Championship, you have to roll up your sleeves and earn the right to play on a difficult surface.
Mm. But to be fair to you guys, I mean, maybe you were frustrated at that a while ago, but you are getting there in terms of that honesty.
Well, we've got to get there,
mm,
because the Championship, if you're not, then it just eats you up. So of late, we've done very, very well. We've got to keep it going till the end of the season. We've got to, you know, keep that spirit. The lads who have come in the January time and the ones in Christmas and the ones in summer are all getting used to new surroundings.
Mm.
They're all practically now in homes. So they're all settled, which is good. And of course, going forward, the lads we've brought in, the ones we've got now, there's a genuine determination to do well and get the club back to where it's gone. I've detected that in the last couple of months in particular.
Is it fair to say your clean sheets is not just all about the defence, but about the way you've set up and people working for them in front.
Well, look, the main one is you know, Jednak's come back in and sat and protected the defenders and did very, very well. And I moved him back to centre-back when we had an injury to Baker last week, Tom, and he was excellent. Mm. Something he has played there. And for him, it might be a position where later in his career he can make his own. Because with the size of him, you know, you don't see many midfield players at 33 coming up running around in midfield. So it's something which I've had a conversation with Mille, something which he's interested in. And typical Mille, he said, look, if you want to play me centre-back, play me there.
But are you risking losing something with him in front of them?
Of course, of course.
Because he was the change, he's been the difference.
Yeah, of course. But going forward, Tom, I honestly think the best way of getting out of the division, for me, is by playing two up top. Yeah. Whether you're playing one up and one off, it's something which, if you look and analyse the championship, most of the teams take the two top teams or the three top teams, they're all playing with two up top. They may be playing one withdrawn.
Yeah.
You know, the number 10 has become very, very fashionable.
False number nine,
and somebody plays in the hole. That's always a bit fashionable too. So it's something that going forward for the club, and for me in particular, the way I've got out of the championship is always by playing two strikers. So I've got to find a way, and that's the way forward for me, is try to play two strikers. And we've been restricted because Hogan's been injured. He's just on the cusp of getting back, so that's good for us.
Two strikers, normally they hunt in pairs.
Yes.
Can you have a pair when one of them's a free spirit?
Well, that's what we've got to try and work on, you know, and we're in that position where we can. Look, Codger has been excellent, and you're right, he is a free spirit, you know, and that's what makes him the player he is. He's got something a bit different. He's outside the box, if you like. But certainly his goals return for the games he's played. And, Tom, when we had a bad spell, we were missing Jednak and we were missing Codger. And I think they're key ingredients to the team and what we're trying to achieve.
Just finally, just watching the team before they started last week, there seems to be definitely a different air about the place. Are you finding that?
I hope so. You know, a result always does that. You know, what we've brought in and what was here now, they're all determined to do well. They want to do well. There's a spirit, hopefully maturing, which you need, and a togetherness, because the championship, as we know, is unforgiving and tough. And if you don't have it, then you're not going to succeed.